One Frog Too Many by Mercer and Mariana Mayer. There was a boy who had three pets, a dog, a frog, and a turtle. One day he saw a large box with a bow on it. The card on the box said that the present was for him. So he opened the box and was very excited when he saw what was in it. Inside the box was a little frog. The boy, the dog, and the turtle liked the little frog. But the big frog didn't like the little frog. The boy set the little frog down next to his pets and said, "This is my new little frog." The big frog said, "I don't like you." Then the big frog bit the little frog's leg. The little frog cried, "Ouch! Ouch!" The boy picked up the little frog and scolded the big frog. "That was a very mean thing to do, frog." The boy's pets followed him outside to play. The two frogs rode together on the turtle's back, but the big frog still didn't like the little frog. The boy, who was dressed up like a pirate, led the way. The big frog thought nobody was looking, so he kicked the little frog off of the turtle's back. But when the others heard the little frog crying, they knew what had happened. They were all angry at the big frog for being mean to the little frog again. The boy led them all to a pond where he had a raft. He wouldn't let the big frog get on the raft with them. The big frog didn't like being told that he couldn't come with them. So he ignored what the boy told him and jumped on the raft just as it was leaving the shore. The little frog was the only one who noticed that the big frog had jumped on the raft. The big frog glared at the little frog. Then he kicked the little frog off the raft and stuck his tongue out at him. The big frog was happy with himself. Now he was the only frog, just the way it used to be. The turtle tapped the boy on the leg to get his attention. When the boy turned around, he was shocked at what he saw. How did the big frog get there? And where was the little frog? The boy and his pets got off the raft and searched for the little frog. They looked all around the pond. They couldn't find the little frog anywhere. The boy was so sad, he began to cry as he walked home. The frog felt sorry for what he had done. When the boy got home, he went to his room and cried. His pets were sad, too. Then they heard a noise out the window. It sounded like a frog. All of a sudden, the little frog jumped through the open window. Everyone was excited to see the little frog. The little frog landed right on the big frog's head and laughed. The big frog decided to be nice to the little frog from now on. Everyone was happy.